This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Tonight, and it's been a while since it actually worked out this way, but tonight, as we lead off with Arbalest Quarrel, the gang's all here. I got Roger Katz and Stephen DeAndrelli. Good evening, sirs.
Good evening.
Good to be here.
Now then, Roger, very nice to have you back, of course, and, condolences to you and your family.
I really appreciate it, Bill. I understand that both you and Stephen had kind words for me at the last week's show. And I sincerely appreciate it. You guys mean the world to me. My mom passed away last Tuesday after a long illness. I think I had explained to you, Bill, I had come up here from Phoenix and had been up here now over 18 years.
Yeah.
And my mom I has had a few rough spells, and she rallied through. But this last time, I guess, was just too much. And it was, I could see the writing on the wall, and I think I was in denial, but Tuesday early morning, she passed away, and my brother and sister and brother-in-law, sister-in-law were all in town, and we buried my mom on Friday. And I wanted to do the show this week, though I'm still not in the best of straits, but there's a lot to talk about.
Yeah.
And I did want to make a point. Generally, if I were to dwell on my personal issues, it's very difficult, which is why it's really important for me to get back to work.
Right.
And all I have to do is listen to the nonsense on the news, CNN and MSNBC and TBS and all of them, and I take my mind off things. I also want to point out one other thing. We often hear in the news that both on the conservatives and the progressives, though less so from the progressives now, that they're open to debate. That and I recall in the past that there have been informed debates in the day of William Buckley Jr. And the intellectual conservative. And I recall a really fantastic, I think it's on YouTube, still a debate between Ronald Reagan and William Buckley Jr. Dealing with a matter of the Panama Canal. But the fact is that neither Reagan nor William Buckley talked down to the audience. They talked up to the audience. There's no sound bite. There's just very, very careful, logical, rational thought. And that today is sorely lacking. And and what's upsetting, too, and I realize that it's not just a matter of, well, uneducated people or people that are ignorant are simply not going to listen to what the other side has to say. The fact of the matter is that even highly intelligent people are now so constrained by a visceral emotion that it is absolutely impossible to have a rational discourse. So this idea about if there are any people left straddling the fence, then that's great, but I doubt very much that that is any longer true. I was reading today in the New York Times, I believe it was today, maybe yesterday, on the editorial page, and one of the contributors to the New York Times was talking about how Trump's support is actually quite good. It's actually increased, much to the chagrin of CNN and MSNBC and the jokesters, Brennan and Clapper and those that attempt to constantly knock him down. But he's up to 45% nationally. But what was really surprising, among Republicans, Trump ranked 88%, which was better than Obama ever had with the Democrats. So he does have a great deal of support, and these midterm elections are going to be very, very critical. I mean, really critical. And I know that Stephen in the next segment or so will have plenty to say on that. I do want to get into the nuts and bolts, and I think we're probably coming up to a break. How much time do we have?
Got about 3 minutes. We got about three minutes.
Oh, we do. All right.
Now, well, let me ask you this. Did you guys see this now? Did you see this? Did you see, you saw where, of course, it's now okay to have to get plans for 3D printed guns, right?
Well, I read something about that. Of course, I was aware of this 3D printing, which has been available, I think, for a number of years now. But
well, in the settlement, which was huge, in the settlement of this case coming out of the State Department and the DOJ, they also further added a caveat that anything below 50 caliber cannot be considered a weapon of war.
Oh, really?
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's not bad. yeah, well, and I think that there was another interesting case. I've got to take a look at it. It's a court of appeals that reversed.
I have taken a look at that. We'll talk about that in the next segment because I do want to get your impression on this. Stephen, I would think you've been having a pretty good week.
Yeah. And but like Roger, I'm trying not to get angry, but I am getting angry. And all right, let me wrap this up real quick in 1 minute. I'm going to quote the NRA, America's First Freedom, NRATV.com, and it basically says the unintended consequences of gun bashing, NRA membership sets a new record. And it says if you're only watching CNN and national newspapers like the New York Times, you might think that teenage gun ban advocates and other anti-gunners who have become only antagonistic and hateful since the Florida shooting in February have already won sweeping victories and seen more restrictive gun laws passed throughout the country. And that ain't the case. But you know what? Like Roger said, it's not only about that. It's we can no longer, unfortunately, rely on getting truthful, accurate news from anything but Fox Cable News, Hannity, Tucker Carlson, and the like, One America News, and very conservative news outfits. We need to know that. Everyone, when you listen to this mainstream media garbage propaganda, it's terrible. What Trump did today in his agreement with the president of the European Union in dealing with soybeans and American farmers and tariffs and trade was so great. And when I turned on the local news, nothing good about it. Nothing. All they talked about is the other crap. So we cannot listen to this stuff. We cannot even let them get their ratings go up by turning it on. And we certainly cannot rely on it for accurate news. So please, that's my message. And Roger, you're going to take control of this session with my share of the time, and I'll just pop in and out with Bill's permission.
All right. We'll be right back. guys from Arbalest Quarrel are with me tonight. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there. Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Lock and Load. talking to the guys from Marvelous Quarrel, Roger Katz, Stephen DeAndrilli. Okay, Roger. So if you're going to be the captain of this boat, where are we sailing, Captain Stubing?
Well, I did take a quick look at the case. You indicated you had a question for me regarding Young versus Hawaii, the 2018.
I talked about it a lot last night. I don't have a question. I just would like to get your take on it.
All right. Well, what I find interesting about it was that, the fact that the Ninth Circuit found in favor of the plaintiff at all, reversing the Hawaii court the case dealt very clearly with a very specific issue, whether an individual has a right to, under the Second Amendment, to carry a loaded firearm in public for self-defense when that firearm is open carry, all right? The previous case, a major case, of course, is Peruta, and that case dealt very clearly with the right of an individual or the issue of whether an individual had a Second Amendment right to carry a concealed firearm in public for self-defense.
Right.
And they came down determining that no, an individual does not. Now, I really do want to scrutinize Peruta carefully and then in light of this most recent case. There's something very bizarre, though, about the idea that open carry is acceptable, at least according to this three-judge panel, but concealed carry is not. Clearly, it seems to me that the last thing that anyone would want to do is draw attention to himself by carrying a gun openly in public. The only time I would want to carry a firearm openly is when I'm hunting. And I don't have to be concerned whether a bear or deer is able to discern whether I'm carrying a gun. But certainly in a city, in any populated area, the last thing I would want to do is advertise the fact that I'm carrying a gun. So
I mean, 44 yeah. states have open carry provisions, so it's not like it's unheard of.
Yeah, but let me ask you, Bill.
Sure.
The notion, if a person has a right, is not under disability, to carry a firearm in public, and quite frankly, I would say if a person is not under disability, a person does have a right of self-defense. Scalia made that point clear enough. And the issue really comes down is just how far does that the parameters of self-defense carry? And beyond the home, and it is beyond the home, but then the issue is, well, what is it about open carry that is acceptable now to the Ninth Circuit, at least to a three-judge panel? By the way, you could well anticipate that there will be an en banc hearing on this, that Hawaii is going to appeal this, and the full complement of the Ninth Circuit, which is, I'm sure,
it's not fully seated. They don't have the full complement fully seated right now, though, do they?
Well, they'll get enough, whatever it is. They're going to get enough liberal judges who look askance at the notion of the Second Amendment at all, and certainly the Second Amendment in respect to the fact that an individual does have a specific right as the founders intended. They don't like that. But there is going to be an appeal. I cannot believe that there wouldn't be. But
Roger, can I address Bill's question? We got
3 minutes. We got 3 minutes.
And I can do it in 1 minute. 1 minute.
Okay.
1 minute.
Okay.
All right.
Let me ask Roger this question, because I personally believe that if I believe we have the right of self-defense, and a corollary of that right is the right to defensive arms, i.e. that means that I can carry a gun. Anyone could carry, a law-abiding citizen could carry a handgun for self-defense. Case closed. Now, whether it be open carry or concealed, I'm in favor of both. What would I prefer? I would prefer concealed. But what I think Obelisk Quarles' position is not against open carry. I think it's a matter of personal preference. But if a state allows for open carry and not concealed, we certainly are not against that. Is that correct, Roger?
Well, yeah, but for a very important reason, because that eventually will lead to the obvious conclusion that we want to draw, that an individual has a right to carry a gun anywhere and everywhere for self-defense. And should not
National
be
carry reciprocity, that's correct. National carry.
Yeah,
so,
but,
Bill, I think that addresses your question.
But New York, of course, would say, well, if an individual does have a carry permit, if it is concealed carry, an individual is not permitted to carry.
Yeah, well, forget New York. What we have to do in New York is get rid of Governor Cuomo and the other lowlifes that surround him. That's another matter. I'm here in New York. I'll fight that battle as long as I can. Right. I've been here all my life. But New York is another matter. Yeah, and you know what? I thought about that. What Cuomo is doing, getting other governors of other states to align with his anti-gun campaign, maybe what we should do is try and get other governors of pro-gun, pro-Second Amendment ideology to align together and do just the reverse.
Well, I mean, Cuomo is the only people that Cuomo is going to attract. They've already got what he wants.
Right.
So him getting out there and getting the gang is all here is not that big of a deal.
Right.
My thing with this, recently in D.C., they struck down this, and we can talk about the details of the case in the next segment, Roger, but they struck down the compelling need for a gun. And when they were getting ready to appeal it, the only place they could go was going to be the Supreme Court. And this was, I think this was after Gorsuch, right? So after Gorsuch, they did not want to take this to the Supreme Court. So guess what? In D.C. now, it's shall issue. And,
right.
You know, Roger, you and I, and Stephen, we'll all talk about this in the next segment coming up. But I want to tell you what I think is about to happen, and then get your response to that one. ArbitrousQuarrel.com, of course, that's where you can find what they write about, what they do. Roger is back, so I'm presuming the writing will begin again. Featured writers at Amoland.com as well, and featured guests here at Lock and Load. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
USA Radio News.
Today at the White House, President Trump said the U.S. and EU would agree to work towards zero tariffs, zero barriers, and zero subsidies. The president goes into more detail on the agreement.
We will also work to reduce barriers and increase trade in services, chemicals, pharmaceuticals, medical products, as well as soybeans. Soybeans is a big deal.
Today, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is testifying before a Senate Foreign Relations Committee. The main focus was on President Trump's meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin.
This same president with which you seem to express such deep concern is engaged in a massive defense buildup, which threatens Vladimir Putin's regime. He instructed us to put together a nuclear posture review that has set Vladimir Putin on his ear because of its robustness and the recapitalization of our nuclear program.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Walgreens has good news for anyone managing diabetes. We've got your back. That's right. Walgreens pharmacists are here to consult with you in person and answer any questions you may have about new and existing medications. You can even get free advice from our trusted experts day and night at Walgreens.com or the mobile app. Walgreens has all major brands of diabetes testing supplies like Accucheck and Walgreens TruMetrics. That's not just good news, it's great news. Stop by and talk to your Walgreens pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Talking to Stephen D'Andrea, Roger Katz from Arbalest Quarrel about this Ninth Circuit thing. Now, Roger, I want to postulate something to you regarding this, okay?
Sure.
Okay, so with the Ninth Circuit, first of all, they're known throughout the United States, at least in the judicial circles, as the Ninth Circus because of all of the stuff over there. It keeps getting reversed and everything else. And this idea, now, if it does go en banc, right, if it does go that way, and let's say they do say, okay, well, that's not correct. You don't have any right to carry a gun out, you know, in the open or anything else. At this particular point, a righteous person is going to look at things and say, you know, by the time this gets to him, Kavanaugh will be seated. And then they're going to appeal that to the Supreme Court. If it gets there with Kavanaugh, very likely what's about to happen is not going to be what they want. Now, I don't...
Hold on, Bill, I disagree.
I haven't even finished.
No, Bernard, I have to say something because I disagree. We need one more Supreme Court justice in addition to Kavanaugh.
Okay, listen. I'm not talking about what comes later on down when Ginsburg does whatever she does. I'm talking about what is likely to happen in the coming months. Not that far into the future. This is a case that's happening right now. And with Gorsuch in place, D.C. did not pursue it.
Yeah, and if Kavanaugh gets confirmed, which is likely and hopefully it'll be before the midterms, because God help us if the Democrats could get a majority. But the thing of it is, Second Amendment cases will be heard.
remember, Scalia and Thomas were absolutely livid that the Friedman case, and then there was another one, were not even taken up, even though the decisions by the lower courts were clearly a denigration to the holdings and rulings of Heller and McDonald. And they wouldn't do it. And the funny thing is, all you need is, four votes to have a case heard.
Which now, will happen with Kavanaugh.
Right. With Gorsuch, Kavanaugh, Alito, and Thomas will be four. They will hear that case. And also, since there's a conservative majority, I doubt that Roberts and would want to be especially as Chief Justice, siding with the liberal wing, so that any case that wends its way up to the Supreme Court on the Second Amendment will get the necessary votes to be heard, and once heard, will be very likely to be decided in support of the Second Amendment with a clear conservative wing majority. Yes, it would be great to have one more, but as it is, the liberals, the social, in fact, what's very interesting, I think as long as the your base, the people listening to your radio show, get the word out to others as well, that they should not take the midterm elections for granted. Don't wait for a presidential election. These midterms are going to be absolutely critical, because what we're seeing now is not just, centrist Republicans versus centrist Democrats. We're looking at basically a wholesale onslaught by socialists. And for my mind, those are communists, essentially taking over the Democratic Party. And,
very dangerous deep state, and a very dangerous deep state. Yeah. Give me 30 seconds here, Bill and Roger, please.
Go ahead.
Okay. All right. It's one thing for the court with Kavanaugh to hear a case, but it's another thing to have that case voted on in favor of the Second Amendment. And I consider Roberts on Second Amendment issues, the Chief Justice, John Roberts, as a Kennedy. He's going to be a swing vote. I don't see anything strong in his background that would make me feel comfortable that we would get the 5-4.
Well, yeah, but remember, Roberts and Kennedy did vote with Scalia and Thomas on Heller and McDonald. So they're not going to, Roberts is not going to be left hanging out on the wind. I can't see it. And I don't think
I want one more justice.
Yeah, but you got to go.
I want a 6-3.
Okay, but you got to go to war with what you got. Okay.
Yeah.
So most likely when
sometimes you wait it out, like in Waco. They didn't have to move on Waco. All they had to do is surround the place and starve them to death. No, I don't agree with that. We don't have to go to war until, you know what? We got time. What we have to do is keep Trump president and keep the Senate and the House in Republican control, but not just Republican control, the right Republicans. That's what I think we need to do. And then we'll have plenty of time, because Ginsburg will be gone and Breyer will be gone. So I don't believe in attacking when you're not ready to win. No, I just, I respectfully disagree with both of you guys. I'm glad I'm here. I respectfully disagree with both of you.
Okay, respectfully let us get a word in edgewise then.
All right, and I'd like to hear from your audience on this too.
Well, if they want to call in, they can. But what I'm saying is this: this case is happening now. Okay, so this case is happening now. It will proceed at whatever speed it's going to proceed along. Anybody in their right mind, if I was young and I'm seeing myself as the next Heller. Everything is poised to go the way it needs to go. Roger, to your point about open carry, like in most states where they you have to have a permit to conceal carry, and you can open carry without a permit, and that's because cops know you have a gun if you're open carrying. You can't conceal without a permit. If you conceal it and you don't have a permit, now you're in big trouble.
Well, you know what the problem is, though? You don't want to be constantly challenged by a police officer. It's just like having one of those.
Go to Las Vegas, where they open carry without a permit. They're not stopping people on the corners. They're not doing.
Yeah, look at those guys in Florida. Look at those guys in Miami who were fishing, and look what they went through—the Ameland article.
They don't have an open carry provision. They have a little thin sliver of things in there. Florida and South Carolina the same way. We do not have any open carry provisions out there. Okay? If they've got a little thin sliver of them where they say, well, you can open carry on a dock if you're fishing for halibut, well, they better be fishing for halibut. And if you're going to challenge that, well, that's just sort of silly because you're going to make yourself a prohibited person. That would be a different story in Texas where they have open carry of rifles. If they have open carry of rifles like they did before they got open carry of pistols, then, you know, when they do get challenged, they can say, well, you know, I'm not breaking the law. And that's true. But getting out there and looking at these guys in Florida, that's just sort of getting out there and saying, you know, it's like those guys that get pulled over and say, am I being detained? And am I being detained? Okay.
Yeah, you're being detained.
Sure. But I mean, let's not bring the Florida guys in there. That's not really a good example.
All right.
But anyway, to the end, we'll get back to this when we get back. We're coming up on the next break. As you can tell, the Arbalest Quarrel. You guys ought to do audio articles instead of the written word. That's what you should be publishing on Ameland and on Arbalest Quarrel. Just the interaction between the two of you guys.
Yeah, I'd be writing an article that there would be all these parentheticals. I have to reduce Stephen's voice to basically footnotes.
There you go. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Who has the only raw, living, whole plant hemp CBD extract in the world? MetaHemp Solutions, a radically innovative approach to hemp CBDs for exceptional results. Why? Because they contain absolutely all the elements present in the original plant. All our hemp CBD products are independently lab-tested for potency and purity and manufactured in our FDA-registered facility. Try it today. 10% off with coupon code GCN10. Call 833-858-7500. That's 833-858-7500. Or buy MetaHemp Solutions today at metahempsolutions.com. That's metahempsolutions.com.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Coming to you live from the AR500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load.
I am talking to the guys from Arborless Quarrel. I can only suppose, Roger, that your mind has been taken off of things that so far this evening.
My mind goes this way and that, but yeah. Usually gets back to center.
Sure. But I mean, this is anyway. Given everything that you've had to go through, I'm thinking this should be refreshing. So I hope it is.
Well. As I say, if I could take my mind off personal matters and look at the situation that faces America generally, then I feel the importance of what it is that Stephen and I do for the good of the country and there's a divine purpose in that that's just very important to my being. So and if friends and close relatives may have an alternative view of things, and I'm sure many of your listeners have that same issue. It truly is a civil war situation. There's no meeting of minds. There's no completion of the circle. There's no, well, this is your opinion. This is mine. We just have to avoid it. Unfortunately, I have my brethren here, you and Stephen and your audience, that realizes the incredible, critical importance of what it is that the founders of our republic, the framers of our Constitution, gave to us, and how there are so many, both in this country and outside it, that would dare to attack what it is that they wrote on the notion, as Ruth Bader Ginsburg would say, well, the Constitution is an old Constitution. maybe we need something more modern or words to that effect.
Well,
there is something I would like to bring up, though, as I was, because we hear a lot in the news about immigration, of course, the Mueller investigation. And I had with Stephen talked about for some time about the strategies that the anti-gun groups use to whittle away at our Second Amendment protections. And two of the main ones, of course, is to continually expand the domain of guns that are construed as weapons of war, or let's just say weapons that they would rather the public not have. And then once they ban, they could have banned all handguns, and they go on to a so-called assault weapon. And what we know that they're really talking about are all semi-automatic weapons. Beyond that, they want to extend the domain of those individuals who would be prohibited under the law from ever possessing a firearm. But the fact is that we're dealing directly with strategies that attack the Second Amendment directly. What I'm beginning to realize through the efforts of these socialists is that they're using the immigration game, illegal immigration, as an end run also around the Second Amendment and perhaps as an attack from the rear, with the idea being, of course, that these individuals that are coming here illegally, simply whether they call it asylum, the fact is they don't like their country, so they just want to come here and they don't want to do it legally, and they know that they have enough people that are willing to give them room and board, as it were, like the state of California and the state of New York, that more and more of them are just going to come in indefinitely. And for the longest time, we've been told that if an individual is born in this country, even if it's an individual born of illegal immigrants, that individual who is born on American soil has a right by law to remain here and is considered a citizen of the United States. And there's actually two different philosophies regarding that, and it goes back to an interpretation of the 14th Amendment regarding naturalization and birth on the soil. But it's really taking a Supreme Court decision. It was let me see here if I can get this. It was an 1898 case, and it was the Wong Kim Ark case, and we don't have to go into the details of that, but basically the Supreme Court in 1898 ruled that Wong Kim Ark, because he was born in this country of individuals who they weren't citizens, but they were a legal resident of the country, that therefore this Wong Kim Ark was considered a citizen of the country. And that case has been misused and mischaracterized to extend to individuals who are born of illegal aliens. And the funny thing is, when we think of the European Union and their liberal democracy and let all the refugees come in, yet most, if not all, of these countries of the European Union, including Great Britain and Ireland, do not recognize that an individual who was born on British soil or on Irish soil from individuals who have no legal standing in that country, no legal right to be there, that offspring does not have a right of citizenship by right of soil. And we should get back to that. Now, I know that Trump is attempting to draft by apparently executive order to make it clear that illegal that the offspring of illegal aliens that are born in this country do not automatically gain citizenship. You know, with the idea being that they have citizenship, and then as anchors for their parents and grandparents and first, second, third, fifth cousins removed, they can bring them on in.
But Roger, it's important that the people know why, because these illegal aliens will vote Democratic, and they'll vote anti-gun. So
yes,
they allow them to.
But more than
that's
that,
the bottom line.
They have no concept of the Bill of Rights. It doesn't.
That's correct, and they don't care.
It's not by consent that they agree to abide by American law and also reap the benefits of the rights and liberties that come under the Bill of Rights.
I traveled throughout Europe. Try and become a citizen of Liechtenstein or Switzerland or Austria. Forget it. If you have millions of dollars, they protect the rights of citizens like nowhere else. And you know what? You make a great point, Roger. And we need to look at that. They espouse these liberal ideologies and approaches and everything. Let everybody come in. We're going to support them. Cuomo wants everybody to go to college. Everyone will pay for them, even if they can't read and write. Everyone gets a college education. Everyone gets this. Everyone gets that. This is a Bernie Sanders socialism and this whole thing. And you know what? But who's paying for it? We are. And that's the message
we
have to understand.
We don't need the Second Amendment anymore. And we don't need the First Amendment either.
No, the government's going to protect us.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Like they do in Europe. So there you go.
What do they really attack guns?
Well,
there's two reasons.
We'll have to pick that up another time. We have run out of time.
Sure.
So, we will pick this up again next week on Wednesday. ArbalistQuarrel.com. Check them out. Also at Amoland.com, where they are featured writers. Thank you, gentlemen, for joining us. Welcome back, Roger.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
All right. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. Designed by a U.S. Army sergeant. After a deployment in Iraq, this is Sheath Underwear. Sheath is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear. Segmented where it counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat. Sheath Underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Sheath Underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Sheathunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.